This is 7AD. All right, Burnie Council is introducing the e-scooters. In fact, they'll be getting around town as of today. Here's Deputy Mayor Giovanna Simpson. Morning, G.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
I'm going okay. Have you tried one yet?
Oh, look, not one in Burnie, but I ride them a lot when I'm in Brisbane or in Hobart, so I am all over the e-scooter.
Okay, so how many have you got, roughly?
I'm not sure the exact amount, but we've got quite a few.
Yeah.
There's a lot down there, and look, I'm just that excited for today and to see more families out and about.
Right, so where are they? Where do people collect them?
So there'll be different spots throughout the town as well. So on Saturday, if people do have any questions, they can go. We've got like a bit of a try it sort of day from 10 till 2 on Saturday. So people can go down. They'll be right opposite the Beach Hotel in Burnie on the paved area there. And that'll be one of the stations. So people can go there, have a look, have a try, and have a bit of, I guess, a bit of training on them. Because it takes a little bit when you first get on there. Have you been on one, Darren?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to having a go. So is it so? How do the controls work? So has it got like a throttle on the handlebars, like a motorcycle, or what?
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit like a motorcycle, but the speed is all monitored. So they're really high advanced in their technology. So all the speed is monitored. So you can't go zooming up the coastal pathway. They've got limits that they have, and they can be controlled by Beams or the supplier of the scooter. So, and they're going to be limited in certain areas as well, especially, there'll be no-go zones where you can't go, like on pedestrian walkways and things. But it's exactly pretty much like, as you said, riding a motorcycle. It's all done on the throttle. It's so much fun.
Okay, so a throttle on the handlebars and a brake is just a lever, is that right?
Yeah, the brake's the lever. And there's also helmets attached to all the scooters as well, Darren.
Yeah.
So, obviously you have to use a card to access the machine, so you need to download the app, the Beam app. You can download it from your app store, download it, and then all your details will be on that card or on that app for Beam, and then they'll be able to know when you've got it, when you've, handed back in, all that sort of stuff. So they can keep track on all of that, and it's really easy to use, really easy for the consumer to use.
Right, so that's how you pay for it, via the app,
That's right, via the app, and it's all GPS, so there's QR codes on the machines as well, so they've all got their own individual QR code.
Right.
So once you use that, Beam will have all your information that's logged on there, and that's how they keep track. And that keeps, the safety aspect as well.
Right. So what about riding around the CBD in particular? Like, can you go down Wilson Street on it, for example?
I don't think... I'll have to check on that one because I haven't got it in front of me, but there are certain limitations to where you can go around the CBD.
Yeah.
So, obviously we don't want pedestrians getting, harmed in any way, because that has happened, in various places. We all know that. So we really want to keep, the people safe, and so there will be limitations on where they can go.
Yeah, all right. I'd imagine all of that information would be on the app.
It'll be all on the app, and you'll certainly know, because if you ride in a zone that's not zoned for the scooter will just stop.
Is that right?
So it just stops. It won't go there, and it'll let you know when it's slowing down as well, or when you're in a normal speed limit. So, we've got a fantastic coastal pathway, so it's going to be really, just fun and for people to get out and about, and I think it's just going to be great for the city. So we're really looking forward to the trial.
Mm.
But, as I said, Darren, if people want to go down, have a bit of a talk to the guys from Beam on Saturday, I would, head on down to the waterfront.
Fantastic. All right. Well, next time I'm in Burnie, we'll get together and go for a scooter ride. How about that?
Can we really? Because
yes.
I'm going to do it. I'm that excited. I love them. I get around. When I was in Hobart last time, Darren, I used it to get from meeting to meeting on a scooter. Like, it's that much fun. It saves in parking, of course, because you're not paying for parking. So it's just a really good way to get about.
All right, listen, thanks for having a yarn. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. See you on the scooter.